Hey, it's a big study. Every step here is all beyond. So we were talking yesterday about Malik, practicing where Malik cut the Kula, Malik cut the Palga. And Rashi learns that it means where Ishai to ask the Lord Tficha. I just asked, what is that Kosh have to do with Tficha? It can be Machish to death, you're not going to be Chayav Dalav Hei. So I wanted to be Masbir based on the Ritvan Tzuvas. Rashi and Sanach Vov, we see that they seem to hold the Tarva Shasya is Mechayev. Ritvan Tzuvah says that if you were going to be Shabbos with Halach Bechoil, the Tzvich itself is Mechayev Dalavei and is Medamit to the Din of Tarva Shasya. Rashi and Sanach Vov says that Tarva Shasya is Mechayev Kepel Dal, is at least Mechayev Kepel. So it goes in steps. So step number one, this is yesterday's year. So step number one is you see from the Rashi and the Ritva that the Tarvei Shasya is not a new, not Stam Maisa Mazik or Maisa Gezel, but rather it's part of the Maisa Gneva Mibesa Ish. It's a Gneva Richto, and Mela has a din of a Gun of Mibesa Ish, and it's able to be Machayev Kefir. That's step one. And step number two, I wanted to say, I mean, that would explain why Tavra Shasya or Akosha is a kind of Tavra. You're breaking it partly, you're being Makashim, the Makash to Behemoth to some degree. It's a kind of Tavra. That would explain how this Tavra has a Kayach to be Machayev. It's a Maisa Gnevo. It's a Hemshech of the Gneva Richter. It's able to be Machayev Kefel. But not only talking about Kefel, we're talking about Dalav Hei. How's it Machayev Dalav Hei? So here I want to add step two. But maybe the whole source for this notion that Tavra is a kind of, is a Gneva Richter. It's learned out from the Nif Tavach HaMocher itself. Tavach HaMocher, the Gemara in the Samaches, the Rechi of Tavach HaMocher is because he was Nishtarash Bechet. He's making it worse, he's making it more from the Bible. So from there we see the whole concept of Tarvei Shasya, the whole concept of Tarvei Shasya is the Gnei Varichto. Where did that come from? Gnei Varichto, the Torah is Gnei Varichto. Where did we get this notion of Gnei Varichto? We get it from the Din of Tavach HaMocher itself. You see, the Torah is done that the Tavach HaMocher is a new Mechayev. It's an extra Mechayev because it's you're being Mishtarish in the Chet of the Gneva. So that's Tavach HaMocher. But every Tavach Shasya is also a Mishtarish Bechet. Doesn't have Din of Dal Vehei, that's a special Din by Tavach HaMocher. But you see from there, you have the idea that there's such a concept of being Mishtarish in the Maisa Gneva. So from there, we learn out that's the Mocher for the notion that Tavach Shasya is a Gneva Richtot because you're being Mishtarish more in the Chet, you're being marked more from the Bailam. And therefore, Rashi holds. Since the whole notion of Tavra Shasya is derived from the concept of Tavach HaMochar, so every Tavra Shasya is a Haschol of the Tavach. Because it's Mitzar, since Tavach is a particular kind of Tavra Shasya. In other words, it's basically one concept. The concept of Tavra Shasya and the concept of Tavach HaMochar are both the same idea of being Mishtarish Bechet. So a normal, Stam Tavra Shasya is not going to, it'll just be Mechayev Karen again. You'll pay Karen, Kyukud Ashton. Just Mechayev Keren again, it's not Mechayev Dal Vei, that's a special thing by Tavach HaMochar. But when you have a Tavra Shasya that then culminates in the Tavach HaMochar, so that means I have a Bing Mishtarish Bechet that culminates in the particular Bing Mishtarish Bechet of Tavach HaMochar, so then the Hascholas HaShtashos, which is Mitztarev to the Tavach HaMochar itself, and it's all part of the Mechayev of Dal Vei, and that's why by Hakosho we consider it to be Askel of Tzichos, says Rashi, and it all goes from the Mechayev of Dalad Vehe. That's what we want to be Masbi yesterday in the Rashi. So at the end of the Shira, I had a little bit of a problem. Which is that the Gemara, I'm building everything on the concept of Mishtarish Bechet. The Tavach HaMochar is based on the concept of Mishtarish Bechet. And therefore, it could be the paradigm for the notion of Tavra Shasya as well. Chayra is not Eskalt, because the Gemara Samaches says that this svar that Mechira is a being Mishtarish Bechet, that's only according to the Manda Omar, that the Chiyuv of Mochar in the Torah is Mechira that's after Yush. So it's an effect of Mechira that you're really now being mastered from the pilot. Because now the Bayan can't get it back because it's a Yish and the Shimi Rishus. But according to the Manda Omar, that Mochar is even Kaidim Yud. So the Gemara says, then Mechir is not a Mishtar Shvachet. There's three Ma'adom there in the Gemara. There's one Ma'adom that Mochar is only before Yish. Because after Yish itself is Kaidim. There's a Ma'adom or Fakirat, Yish is not Kaidim, and Tavachul, and Mechir of Mochar is only after Yish, because now you have Yish and Shin Rishus, and it's an effect of Mechir Mishtar Shvachet. And then there's a Ma'adom, which is what we pass in, that Mochar is Ben Kaidim Yish Ben La'acha Yish. Yish is not Kaidim, but you don't need to be Mishtar Shvachet. So the whole thing breaks down. First of all, we pass in that Mochar is even Kaidim Yish. Number two, Agamor is Rav. Rav for sure holds that Mochar is Kaidim Yish, because Rav and Samaches holds Yish could be Kaidim. That Yish by itself is Kaidim, so Mochar can't be after Yish. Shalom Yomaitra. Our Koch of Mochar is before Yish. If Mochar is before Yish, then it's not based on being Mishtar Shvachet. The Gemara over there says in the top of Samaches that according to the Manda Omar that Mochar is Kaidim Yish, then it's not because he was Mishtar Shvachet. So the Gemara says, when is that? So there's no nishtarish bechet. It's not really an effective mechira. It's just a bluff. It must be la'acha yish, and it's a right that yish kedi le'koni. It's a kashna madama yish kedi koni. So the Gemara says that the Gemara amends it. That it means not nishtarish bechet, nishashona bechet. And you went through the motions of the Gnev again by selling it. It's called shona bechet. Not nishtarish bechet. Didn't really make things any worse, but it's called shona bechet. So the whole thing falls apart. I think it's not really shver. Because Nechanami, so we'll plug that in. What does Shana Bechet mean? Shana Bechet means he did a Maisa Bailus in the Gneva. He sold it, even though it wasn't really effective. But nonetheless, he did a Maisa Bailus, a Maisa of ownership in the Gneva. That's called that he was Shana Bechet. So if he's Tovach, that's a Maisa Bailus in the Gneva. If he was Mocher, it's a Maisa Bailus in the Gneva. So the Torah is Machayev, that's called Shana Bechet. So we can plug that in. The Tav Shas is the same thing. Tav Shas is also Shana Bechet. Tav Shas is you're doing a Maisa Bailus that you're breaking. It's no different than Tovach. If Tovach is Shana Bechet, then Tav Shas is also Shana Bechet. And that's considered to be another Maisa Gneva. The Maisa Gneva of being Mafsidit is basically akin. What I said yesterday about Nishtarish Bechet, we could say it Leman Domer of Shana Bechet. What's the difference? Tav Shas is the bottom line is that Tav Shas in Svara, Tav Shas is like Tovach. Tavu Shas is basically a kind of Tavach. It's not the specific Tavach in Chayiv and Dal, but hey, it's the same idea of Tavach. If Tavach is Shana Bechet, then Tavu Shas is Shana Bechet. If Tavach is Nishtarish Bechet, then Tavu Shas is Shana Bechet. Whatever you want to call it, Nishtarish Bechet, Shana Bechet. But the point is that Tavu Shas is derived from the notion of Tavach Omacha, and in Mele, there's a smart to say that it's Askelet with the Tvichas, but it's the Mele Shayach to say that it's Askelet with Tvicha. That with the Hakosh, it's Askelet with Tvicha. That's the Rashi that Tavak in Mechayev Kefil. And that's the Rashi by us that Hakosha is Hascholas HaTuch. That's got the Rashi. Okay, let's see Taisus. What does Taisus have to say? The Kosher is the same thing as Kosher Biyadai. It's not Askel or Tvicha. So we bring a Dimyan. But just like you see if the behemoth, if you killed the behemoth, for that matter, if the behemoth died by itself, according to this, the pshat of the read, it makes no difference. You killed the behemoth dropped dead. How do you pay the kefil? How do you do the shum of the kefil if the behemoth dropped dead? You don't do it with an avela. It's kana b'shima. That's not even the gneva anymore. It's kana b'shima. So you can't make the shumah on the avela. So who adin by kotla miktsasa by hukusha, you don't do the shum of the kefil on the behema akusha, but rather with the behema hashmena the meikar. That's the sheet of three. So it comes out that the Re learns in Dagamar that it's not only hakol should be a dayim. That's we say mali kotla kula mali kotla palva. Even hakol should be mimela. We also say mali kotla kula mali kotla palva mali mesa kula mali mesa palva. And you pay kefil ke'en shekana. So, what's the svar of the Ri? I mean, what's the dimming to Shinui? Shinui is kind of, yeah, of course. By Shinui, as Tosfos himself speaks out, by Shinui, you don't do the Shumur Kedahashta, because it's no longer the Gneivah. You're kind of by Shinui, it's no longer by Amay Behosh. If that's not the Dover, that's no longer the Gneivah. My inyan zeh to Hukasho, where it's not a Shinui. And you do have to be Meshiv the Gneivah then. So what does Tosfos want b'chol? Okay, grace the cash. And in a way, Tosfos themselves, let me neobay. Tosfos themselves, when they're explaining why by a shini gomer you don't, it's a double kosher, they don't pay careful kedahashta. So what does Tosfos say? Meshikonu labashinu. So Tosfos themselves say that the hasbara why by a shini gomer it's a double kosher that the careful is not kedahashta is because you were kind of bashinu. How can we bring that as a model that who I didn't call the palgo that also you don't do the careful kedahashta? By Kotla Palgo, by Hukhasha, you're not going to Bishinu. What's Tosfos want? So it's different Malcolm than Tosfos. Rabbi Krega says that Tosfos means to bring the Araya from Shinui Gomer Aliba to Beshama. Beshama holds Shinui is not going. And nonetheless, even Beshama, you certainly agree that if the Behemba drops dead, you don't do the Shum of the Kefil Kedahashta. So from Beshama, you see that by Yashini Gomer, you don't do the Shum of Kedahashta, even though you're not playing it Beshinu. So who didn't the Hill by Yashini Ktsas? The problem is it's very difficult in Lashon HaTosfos. Tosfos says that the reason why Beshini Gomer is Boshut that you don't do the Shum of Kedahashta, he says, the Kanul of Beshinu. Mali kotla kula den heilchen vosar adomu dahashta de kona b'shinui. If you're a kreger, the rice is not from kona b'shinui. The rice from b'shama is like kona b'shinui. I don't know, it's difficult shot to be kreger. I mean, the svar is good, but difficult to read in Tosfos. They say b'shem the biskarov, I didn't see it, I don't know where it is inside, but they say b'shem the biskarov, that the biskarov said a different shot, that the Tosfos means that the part, the fat that disappeared, you were kind of a shinui. So Mimela, the fat that disappeared, you were kind of a shinui. So Mimela, just like when the whole thing, you're kind of a shinui, you still have to pay kefil. So if some of the behemoth disappeared, and that some of the behemoth disappeared, those 20 pounds that disappeared, you're kind of a shinui. So Mimela, you have to pay kefil on them. Because the chayyim that'll come out, you have to be carrying on it also. If you can tell me you're kind of the fat that disappeared b'shinui, then you should have to be carrying on it also. Because when the behemoth dies, you pay carrying on the whole thing. So why do you have to pay carrying on the fat that disappeared too?
Okay.
No, actually, that's not even a chiddush, yeah, because Karen Kinnikar, you know, sorry, that's not even a problem. Anyway, Karen's getting Shigana. So it's anyway true, you pay Shmei that you pay the. Oh, okay, fine, so the Biskrov is good. Karen is anyway getting Shigana. So we bring that on the cape. Okay, if it's supposed to be Kshas HaMadu B'din. So Taisa says, yeah, it's Kshas HaMadu B'din if the Behem is still here. But if you were claiming the Behem of Bishinoi, then you wouldn't say Kefu Kshas HaMadu B'din. So if you claim half the Behem of Bishinoi, so on the half you were claiming the Bishinoi, so you can't be down at Kshas HaMadu B'din because you were claiming it, and you have to, what you're claiming, you have to pay for it. That's how the Biskrov says Pshat and the Taisus. They say B'Shem the Biskrov. The Mice and Taisha Ben Peretz says different people. Kar Taisha Ben Peretz is a Pshat and Taisus. Taisha Ben Peretz is a Mar. It's not Mashva. It's not like the Bekreger and not like the Biskrov. Says Taisa Ben Peretz, Mali Kot the Kula, Mali Kot the Palga. Pirush Hakuntis that Kosha Ask Lutichi the Kosha Lari. Fine. L'chein Nira LeMayri Shiachya. Mali Kot the Kula Kolema. Ki Hechi De Be Kot the Kula LeMeshalam Elul Fidomim Da'ashto. Fish Nishtanis Mishasak Lo Hagnevo. Kumeichin Nami Be Kot the Palga. Da'ina Ba Kosha LeMeshalam De Kidahashto. De Kevin Tin Nishtanis Guf Hagnevo. De Mishasak Nevo. Since it's nishtana, boy l'shlumi ke'en shegana v'lo k'dahashto. Kevin shebe'inyan zeh sheyihashto le'gan v'heimenu. The way it is now is not the way it was when he stole it. V'af al-gav de mechayev d'al b'hayat ficho v'gam l'acha shinu zeh d'lo y'choshev shinu zeh l'knoysa, even though it's not a shini gomer, you don't see shloy t'leach shloy u'meche. So you see it's a chayev d'al b'hayan d'chushu, it's not a shini gomer l'knoysa. It's not really a shino, it's still the same para. It's not a shini Hashem, it's not a shini gomer. Mikol mokim le'inyan shlumi le'mishalim k'ashto. Kevin de iko shini klal beguf agneva. When it comes to tashlum and you don't pay k'ashto, since l'maisa there's a shini in the guf agneva. Uchi hagabna amina lekamen gabe tleven asayil, the kodesh tahein atayim lemishalim kiashdim shum daomle tur gan minoch dichre gan minoch. Pesh betmiel. Afu pita boi lemeim lechoshu leishinu leknoisu leipotter atvichu mechira. We're going that tleven asayil is not a shinui. Nonetheless, as far as the tashlumen is concerned, we don't say pay kefil kidahashto, because you say otu tur gan minoch dichre gan minoch. So hochi na mishayach lemeim lechoshu gan minoch. So Taisa Ben Peretz says two things to amplify the Taisa. First of all, Taisa, he says that the Gemara is saying just like by Hashini Gomor, so you claim it, you know, you claim it. And you won't pick if you don't with the hashtag because you claim it with the Shinui. So to by Kotla Palga, even though you're not claim it because not Hashini Gomor, but Linyan Tashlumin. You don't do the tashlumin kedahashto, but rather kein shegana, since it's nishtana from the way you stole it. So that's number one. It seems like it's a dimyan, the shini gomer. It's nothing like it. Nothing like a treger going to b'shama ilamad the shini kaina. That's clearly not what he's saying. It doesn't sound like the biskrov either. That the mixes that you were makish that itself you were kaina b'shini seyachtim. That's not what he said. He's saying there's a dimyan from shini gomer to shini ktsas, and even more. And then he says another thing that this is in fact. The mirror image, well, it's like equivalent to, but in the opposite direction, of the Svar of the Gemara later on, of Mali Kotla Kula, Mali Kotla Palga, Otu Tzur Dach, Dichr Minach, I'm sorry, it's the Svar later on, of Otu Tzur Dach, by Tleven Asayil, of Otu Tzur Gan Minach, Dichr Gan Minach. But just like by Tleven Asayil, Rechushu Vishmino, according to the Taish, it's the same thing as Tleven Asayil, because if Tleven Asayil is not a Shinui, so it's just a way of getting fat. So you say otu tur gan minoch dicher gan minoch otu kusha gan otu shmeina gan minoch kusha gan minoch, and you only pay kefil on the kle on the kusha, not on the shmeina. When the behema got bigger, so who I think when the behema got smaller, it's the same thing that you say that since there was nishtane, the guf of the behema was nishtane, so you pay the kefil k'ein shegonav and not k'dashed. feel the scroll, this has no better. I mean, what does that have to do with all the Torah? Okay, the scroll saying it's far that you're kind of that kosher machinery, so you have to pay for it. What does that have to do with over there when the behemoth got bigger? But in these hasbah, what's he saying? And befrat, how did we explain this gemara? The svar of the gemara laying around of otu. This is really a fundamental point. The gemara svar of otu tura ganvin ochdichra ganvin, which places holds we saw in the previous places is the same thing by klusha and shmeino. Otu shmeino ganvin och klusha ganvin och by klusha v'shmeino when it got fatter. So you pay kefil kinei mekar. So how were we masber the Tosfos earlier? How were we masber earlier when we were talking about the Tosfos about chocolates, that the fia emes, not only if you're mafatim at biyadayim, but the fia emes, any time it got bigger, there's a svar of otu tura gan v'inoch, dichra gan v'inoch, otu shmeina gan v'inoch, klusha gan v'inoch. So how were we masber the hasbar of the Tosfos? What does it mean? Klevan hasa, it's not a shinui. It's the same behemoth. So what does it mean? Otu Otu Shmeino Gan Minoch, Kush Gan Minoch, Otu Tura Gan Minoch, Dikha Gan Minoch. So he had a whole Hasbara, talked about the Tosfos Hadakei and the Rosh Hashanah. He said a whole fancy Hasbara. That the Pshat and the Sora of Otu Tura Gan Minoch, Dikha Gan Minoch, is that the mice, that the Gneva was on the Tle, and therefore the aisle, the added part of the Behemoth, the part of the Behemoth that came later, is not included in the mice of Gneva. And therefore, there's no chiyuv kefil on it. That was the way I wanted to be masber. Right? I said a whole arichos to explain the machlokes, the rosh and tzadikei, and Tosfos, the way the goyim is magi in Tosfos. What's the din of the shvach shekoydim? Maybe we should chaz that over just the kids in him. Right? We had a machlokes in the rosh, and the rosh and tzadikei says that if you have a behemoth got bigger and bigger, or woolier and woolier, and then it was nishtana, so you pay. So the Rosh says, you don't pay kerega echad kaidim hashini. You pay kein shagana. You didn't break it, be a diamond. The behemoth died on its own. Or it was nishan on its own. So now you claim it bishini, right? You have a behemoth got woolier and woolier and woolier, then you sheared all the wool. Or a behemoth was pregnant when you stole it, and it got more and more pregnant, and then it had a baby. So you claim it apart, you claim it bishini. But how much do you pay? So the Rosh says, don't say you pay kerega echad kaidim hashini. No, once the behemoth is gone, so you revert to the rule of carrying kein shagana. So the Goyin on the Rosh says that Kachos with Tosfos is the same thing, because that's the gift that we have in Tosfos. But the Goyin and the Tosfos itself is Magi in the Tosfos. The Tosfos is the opposite of the Rosh. Tosfos holds no, you have to pay Kerega Echad Koydim Hashimi. And there in the Hagoyis Hakura on the Rosh, in parentheses, it says that it's Nikkei from the Ksav Yad that the Goyin and the Tosfos was written at a later date. The Goyin was Chayzer. Tosfos, yes, like the Rosh, and not like the Rosh. Originally, apparently, the Goyim thought not to be Magi and Tosfos, that it is like the Rosh, and then the Goyim decided that Tosfos is not like the Rosh. But Akoponim, the Goyim and the Tosfos, we had a Machaikas Tosfos in the Rosh. What's the din when you have a behemoth that got more and more Meshuvach, more and more Meshuvach, and it was Nishtan? Do you pay Kein Shagonav, or do you pay Kereg Echad Koyim the Meshin? By the way, the Ravid, I think it's Perek Aleph Neva, holds the Farish like the Goyin Alibud the Tosfos, like Tosfos is Goyin, like the Goyin's Tosfos, that you pay that the Shvach Kerega Echad Kaidin Nashim, not like the Rosh. So what's in the Kudus HaMachlekes? What happened? Hurry, the Rosh is right. Karen Kain Shagun. Where'd that go? Karen Kain Shagun. Befrat that the Ennis is that by Klev and Asayil, even the Kefil, which is normally Shas Amad of the Din, but by Klev and Asayil, a Chushev is Shemino, Tosfos holds that we say that you pay. How do you pay Kefil? By Chushev is Shemino, how do you pay Kefil according to Tosfos? Kein Shagonov, because we say Otu Shmeina Ganvinoch, Chushev Ganvinoch, that's the story of Chanino, Otu Tur Ganvinoch, Dichra Ganvinoch. So even the Kefil, which normally we expect to be Shas Amad of the Din, but by Tlevin Asayil or by Kusha Vishmino, even the Kefil becomes Kein Shagana. So the Keren should certainly be Kein Shagana. And that's what the Rosh says, that the Keren is about a Kein Shagana. And the Kefil, Yesh Lodin, that's Rav Chanina's story, Alto Tur Ganvinoch. Do we pass like Rav Chanina? Do we not pass like Rav Chanina? But the Keren is about a Kein Shagana. So what's the Pshat in Tosfos? What's the Pshat in the Rival? So I wanted to say the Traket, he anesenes. Because Tosfos passes like Rav Chanina, that the aisle is not included in the Maisik Neva of the Tler. So Neila, what came later, the extra Tosfos of the aisle, or the extra Tosfos of the Shemenu, or the wool, whatever came later, is not included in the Maisik Neva. So now it has a new Maisik Zela that you withheld it from the Bible. So Kefil, which is only in a Maisik Neva, will only be like a Tler, like the small behemoth. But Karen, whatever is Maisif, whatever was Nitoisif to the behemoth, wool, pregnancy, whatever it is, whatever was Nitoisif, growing up, getting fatter, whatever is Nitoisif, is not included in the original Maisik Neva, so now withholding it is a new Maisik Zela. And the new Maisik Zela is Mechayev Karen. And Faket, the Rosh, the Shitosu, the Apostles, like the Rif, that he doesn't have Rav Chanina's Sfar. So then, and he holds that Faket, the Kefil is Taka Kishas Hamodo Bedin, because it's not a new, it's included in the original Maisik Neva. So the Rosh holds that the Karen remains Kain Sheh, the Karen will be Kain Sheh Shigona. That's what he said at the time. Afterwards, I found the Rav Aaron in Mishnah Rav Aaron in Siman Yizayin, not the piece that I sent you, but elsewhere in that same Siman Yizayin, he says also this. He doesn't mention the Tosfos, but he says that's the Machlokes, the Rosh and the Rav. He says this as well. If that Hasbara is right, or if Tosha made a parrot also subscribes to that Hasbara, that the Pshat and Otto Turgan Vinoch, Dicher Gan Vinoch, is that, you know, that the aisle is not included in the Gneva of the Tleh, it's a new, it's something else, came later, it's a new Maisig Zayla maybe, but it's not included in the new Maisig Gneva, in the original Maisig Gneva. So what in the world what does that have to do with the case over here of Shemena Vikrisha? The Rabbeinu Peretz says, makes this analogy. Just like we have a svara about the Turek Gan Vinoch, Dicher Gan Vinoch, so the Gemara svara of Mali Kotta Kula, Mali Kotta Palga, there it's getting bigger, the Behemoth. Here the Behemoth is getting smaller. But it's the same idea. It's the same idea that you pay, well, since the Behemoth is Nishtana, you pay like the Kain Shigonov, you pay the Kefil Kain Shigonov and not Kedash. If the Hasbara and Otto Turek Gan Vinoch is that when the Behemoth gets bigger, the Maisig Neva only included the original small behema, but it's not kolel what came afterwards. What does it have to do with an opposite case? When you sold a big behema and it got smaller. The Maisig Neva includes, if the bigger is kolel the smaller. If you sold a big behema, then the Maisig Neva certainly included the big behema. So fine, so some of it is gone. What does it have to do with, what does it have to do with Otto Turgan Milch? It's not, what's the parents want? Bukhara, it doesn't make any sense. Again, if the svar about the Turek Gan Vinoch is the way I want to say, the way Rav Taka says, that it's a svar that when you steal a tler, the Maisig Neva does not include the aisle. But the aisle came after the Maisig Neva, so the Maisig Neva is on the tler shaboy, but not on the extra kilos that it added, the Maisig Neva doesn't include them. What does it have to do with an opposite case, the case that we're talking about over here? You stole a great big behemoth and now it lost weight. Meilel, even you were a machash, even Meilel lost weight. So the Gemara says, Mali kota kula, Mali kota palga, Rabbi Peretz learns even Mali mesa kula, Mali mesa palga, you pay kefil kein shigonov. He says, because just like over there, you pay kein shigonov, over here you also pay kefil kein shigonov. So what's the dimin? By tleva nasa ayel, or when the behemoth got fatter, you pay kefil kein shigonov. Because there was only a Maisig Neva on the small behemoth, there was no Maisig Neva on the big behemoth, so how can you pay kefil on something that didn't have a Maisig Neva? But over here, if you had a Maisig Neva on the big behemoth, that Maisig Neva certainly included the small behemoth, so maybe kefil is the highest Kedahashta. I think it's Muchuch, and this is Tosfos Ben Peretz, that he had a different Havana in the Svara of This is a father, we're here. This is we're reaching a. This is a major issue. That his havon in the Gemara is far about the tour down the Gan Menach. Alto tour Gan Menach, Dicher Gan Menach. Is not that the Maisig Neva didn't include the aisle, only included the tleh. That's not true. It's the same place, the same aisle. Nothing. It's the same. It's the same behemoth. And if you did a Maisig Neva on the tler, then the Maisig Neva is in the aisle too. Loyal zeh anudon. Rav Chanina's svara about the Turek Gan Vinoch, Dicher Gan Vinoch, is that when the Torah said this Gzeres HaKosuv, that Kevel is Kshas HaMotu B'din, the Torah said Gzeres HaKosuv that the Oymed of the Kevel is Kshas HaMotu B'din. It's Gzeres HaKosuv in the Oymed, how you do the Oymed of the Kevel. That's how you do the oymed of the oymed of the kefil. That's how you evaluate how much is the behemoth worth within that kefil. But says Rav Chanina, Otutur Gamino. That's only true. That there's a cost that only applies when the behemah now b'shas hamadu b'din looks the same or is physically the same as the behemah that you sold. Just maybe they value there was a fluctuation of value in your kruvazula, but it's the same behemah. So then the Torah said there's a cost that you do the shumah b'shas hamadu b'din. In the case where the behemah now is physically different than the behemah that you stole a little behemah, now it's a great big behemah. So there the gzeres hakosov, that the shumah of kefil is kshas hamadu b'din, was never said. Because it's only halacha in the shumah, the din of kefil kshas hamadu b'din, it's just halacha in how to do the shumah of the behemah that you stole. So when the behemah now is the same as the behemah that you stole, I mean, physically the same, nothing changed except the market price change. So then it's exactly the cost of that the shum is kekidahash, the shum is kshas, the shum is kshas hamadu b'din. I'm looking for, I think Tais had a lotion that way, that the din of kshas hamadu b'din is because that's when Basin does the shumah. I can't find it. Yeah, the first wide line places Samach Vav. Places the Lashon. Aval domim shekoli karam tluyim b'shumas beistin. So Tesfaro, Tais is busy with trying to make over there, but Tais has a line, a throw it. Shekoli karam tluyim b'shumas beistin. The din of kefil kashas hamad b'din is a locha that kefil, the shumas beistin of kefil, we do kashas hamad b'din. So therefore, says Rav Chanina, it's only all things being equal. The behemah is the same, just the market price changed. We don't know when to do the shumah. So then we have exactly the cost of the kefil kshas hamadu b'din. But if the behemah itself is physically different, then this exactly the cost of the kefil kshas hamadu b'din wasn't sold. Then we revert to about it. Then we revert to what did you steal? What was the behemah? What was the, how big was it when you stole? The machayev is the gneva even for kefil. So you look at the shas hamachayev. The kain shagana was a. It stems very well also with the Rosh, with the Tosfos, that in Svara everything should really be kain, that Karen's kain should go. If that's the Shah, that's the Shah Mechayevus. The Gzeres HaKosuv is a kainful Kshas HaModu B'din. But the Svara is that everything should be kain should go. Because that's the Mechayev. So there's Gzeres HaKosuv that kainful is Kshas HaModu B'din. But the Gzeres HaKosuv in the Shum is based in. But the Gzeres HaKosuv in the Shum is based in was only said if the behemoth stayed the same. If the behemoth changed, then that Gzeres HaKosuv goes out the window. And then we revert to the Svara that everything's Kshas kain should go. Because that's the Shah Mechayevus. That's Rav Chanina's svara about the Turgat HaMelech. It's a svara protis in the. It's not a big fancy svara in what was the, you know, was the aisle included in the Maisig Neva? The aisle was about included in the Maisig Neva. But the Maisig Neva doesn't look the same as the Lev, as it, you know, the behemoth doesn't look the same as when you stole. There's no Gzeres HaKosuv then that you do the Shumah on a big behemoth, not on a little behemoth. If the behemoth stayed the same, then there's Gzeres HaKosuv, the capable of the Shumah is Kshas HaMotav. That's how you understood Rav Chanina. Mela says Rabbeinu Peir, it's the same thing. Okay, if you have a behemoth, it was a great big behemoth when you stole it, and then it lost 100 pounds. So then we don't do. So the shuma is not. Then we don't have the din of kefil kshas hamadu b'din. Since the behemoth changed physically, there was a physical shini in the behemoth. So then the shuma is kein shagana, but not the way it is now. So what's the din to shini gomer? For everything, it says Mali Kotla Kula, Mali Kotla Palga, Mali Mesa Kula, Mali Mesa Palga. If a Shini Gomer, you kind of. What's the difference? A Shini Gomer, you kind of. What does it have to do with over here? You're talking not kind of. So I think the answer is with saying like this. Just like by a Shini Gomer, the Torah said halacha that the heishiv is like zela. Even the Torah says the heishiv is like zela, you have to give back the zela itself. But if the behemoth changed completely, so it's not called the behemoth itself, and you can't do hashava with it. So by Shinui Tzas, I don't say that it's not the behemoth at all, that you can't do hashava with it. No, it's still the behemoth, you can still do hashava with it. But as far as the shum is concerned, I still say it's not exactly the same behemoth as before, so you can't do the shuma now on a behemoth. You can't do the shuma now for the behemoth that you stole. It's a dimin. You see, the Torah says that when a behemoth changes, we don't look at it as being exactly the same. I say that. So le'inyan hashava to be kainit, for that you need a shinigoma. If you have a shinigoma, you can't even kain with the hashava at all. So you manage kainit. Hashava, if it had only a shinigsas, you're not kainit the behemoth. Then it's still a balance for behemoth. Adka the kaf, it's not mafkir the whole din hashava. But this much here, as far as shum is concerned, you can't do a switcheroo. That you sold a behemoth that was a 1,000 pounds, and now the behemoth is only 500 pounds because it lost a lot of weight, and you're going to say, oh, I'm going to evaluate how much do I owe kefil. I'm going to evaluate the behemoth the way it is now, but the behemoth the way it is now is different than the behemoth when you sold. The Torah didn't say you could do a shum on a behemoth now and it should count for a behemoth the way it was before. Before it looked totally different. I think that's pashup shat and tazir made parents. The saw itself is not so fancy. It's a simple svara. But it comes out something very important from this Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, that Rabbeinu Peretz at least understood that Otatura Gan Minoch, Dichur Gan Minoch is not a svara in the that, you know, like I said the other day, that the Maisa Gneva was only on a Kleh, was not on a Hayah. It's a svara protis klapi, the din shuma of Kefil Kshas Amod Abedin. The din of Kefil Kshas Amod Abedin is a din, it's exerts the cost of how to do the shuma. And the svara is Rav Chanina's svara, and the Gemara's svara now as well. Rabbeinu Peretz puts them together. It's a svara that this din shuma k'shas amod debedin, that you do the shuma the kefil k'shas amod debedin, is only when the behemoth wasn't mishtan. So it's the same behemoth, different market. Then you can do the shuma now. B'shas shuma is based. But if the behemoth itself is different, you can't do the shuma now because what you're being sham is the behemoth that you stole. Because that's the behemoth. That's what's machayim. What you stole. Your name is machayim. So you have to be sham the behemoth that you stole. Except if the market fluctuates, so you can do the evaluation of the behemoth that you stole the way the market is now. But if the behemoth itself is different, you can't do a shuma on a behemoth now and say that, oh, that's the shuma of the behemoth that I stole, if meanwhile the behemoth was nishtan. And that's the svar about the turgam minoch tichur gam minoch. This behemoth looks different than the way I stole it. You're doing the shuma now, but not the turgam minoch tichur gam minoch. And who had done the other way around? This is very important going forward. You don't get, you know, in the whole of Rav Chanina, Otatura Gan Minoch, which is the whole Psach Halach of the Gemara revolves around Rav Chanina's Svar, Otatura Gan Minoch, Dichur Gan Minoch. That we have two understandings, two ways to understand. From Tosis and Tzadikei, the way the Goyim is Magin it, from the Raivid, there's a big Raglayim Ladova to the Svar that we said last week. What's his notion that Shvach Shekhoid Mashini, you pay Karegah, when the behemoth is Nishtani, you pay Karegah Echad Mashini? Where did Karen Ken Shekhoid go? Even the Kefil is Ken Shekhoid. How could the Karen be Karegah Echad Koid Mashini? So there's a bigger Bible though, that the Pshat and Otto Turingan Vinoch is that the Maistig Neb was only on the Tle. The Isle wasn't included in the Maistig Neb at all. So therefore, Kefil, you only pay on the Tle. But Karen, you pay on the Isle because you have a new Maistig Zale. So that's a big, at least in the Tosis, the Goyim's version of the Tosis. In the Ravid, there's a big mokum to this havana of that Otatura Gan Minoch means the Maisig Neva was on the Tlen out of the Isle. And on the other end, in this Rabbeinu Peretz, and Rabbeinu Peretz is could be that's very likely that's Pshat and Tosis as well. That you see a different havana of Otatura Gan Minoch. That Otatura Gan Minoch is a svar protest in the Shum of Kefil Shasem Ot Adin. The Torah is the Xeris HaKos of the Kefil Shasem Ot Adin. As far as true, everything should be Kain Shagana. There's exerts a kosum, kefil, shas, and mother, din. It's exerts a kosum in the Shuma, but only if the behemoth itself say the same. Yeah, this is another mahalach. Let's finish the places. But I'm going to read. Different shot. The Motzi Lefarish bin Yenacha. Mali kot lukul, mali kot lepal, gekelemer. I feel the man domer, ain't the shkita elu lebasayf. By the way, before I go into the item, I just want to point out a little bit of pshat. According to Rabbeinu Peretz, the svara malikot kula malikot palga is basically the same as the svara of. That's what he says. It's the svara of Chanina lotu turgan. But the Gemara itself, in the previous line of the Gemara, where the Gemara asked from Shmeino veKrisha, the Gemara didn't answer Otu Turgash, Otu Shmeino Ganvelinoch, Otu Chusha Ganvel. When the Gemara asked from the opposite case, Chusha veShmino, the previous step in the Gemara, the Gemara asked from the case of Chusha veShmino, and the Gemara answered, I'm not Patimno Ba'at Shaklus. Tais says it sounds like it's only umefatim it be a diet, but if it got fat by itself, then you would still be kafel k'shasam vada b'din. Tais said, but lefia emes, it's not true because the maskanas of Gemara we say that otu turu diet gan v'minoch dicher gan v'minoch, and who had done otu shmeina gan v'minoch kusha gan v'minoch. But sounds from Tais like that's lefia emes because later on in the Gemara comes up with a new svar. But in this Gemara, the Gemara only had an opatim nevat shakas. So it's a little bit of Dovah HaKosha a little bit. What do the Gemara need on Nopatim Nimelat Shachla? See, in this very Gemara, the next step in the Gemara is going to be that there's a Sfar of Malikot Kula, Malikot Palga, which according to Tosha Meir Peretz, is basically the same idea as Rav Chanina. Otu Tur Ganu Nechticha Ganu. So why did the Gemara a minute ago need to say on Nopatim Nimelat Shachla, which is misleading? It sounds like it's only if you're Mefatim it be a Dayim. Even if it got fat by itself. Otu Tur Ganu Nechticha Ganu. Otu Shmeinu Ganu Nechusha Ganu. Yeah, Tzara and the Tosfos. Then it's in the Rashba, it's Mashba. The Rashba also in the previous Tosfos says by Anopatim Nevat Shaklis, the Rashba's Mashba that he learns that Anopatim Nevat Shaklis means Otutur Gan Vinoch, Dicher Gan Vinoch. That Anopatim Nevat doesn't mean literally Anopatim Nevat. Even if it wasn't as Fatim Eilel. Just a way of saying it got fatter and you're going to be do a Shum on the Kefa later. It doesn't, but that's not how it's Mashba. Tosfos Mashba that Anopatim Nevat Shaklis taka means I was Mefatim it be a diet. And the fees it's mashma only if you're mefatim yadayim, not if it was nesfatim meilel. But lefiha emes means later on in the Gemara, the maskanas of Gemara, it changes because there of chanin is mechadish to zesvar v'otu turu gan v'minoch, and therefore we say tom kemekar and so on and so forth. Well, it's difficult. I don't know what to do with that. Any idea? Okay. Anyway, v'oynoy miri, going back to this place, v'oynoy miri, it's a different shadim place in the Gemara over here. The most of the farish bin yinachem, mali kotu kula mali kotu palgo, kiloyma. I feel him adome in lishchit el vasoif, lema chayet al veyad mashu ha'achroin. That's a machlekes all over it. If shchit is mitchil vayad soif, where only the last little bit of the shchit is the shchit. So lema adome in lishchit el vasoif. So the chiv dal vey is only coming from the end of the shchit. I feel hochi lo yazlin bosor chashivusa dey shaito. Kfi mashu bin mashu ha'achroin, when you evaluate the kefil, you don't do the evaluation of the fee, what the behemah was worth when the shchita was 99% over, at which point it's worth much less. You do the elek fee mashu shavu kaidem shchita. You can kikot the palga nami dainu krisha lo yezlin abosu ashtel abosu meka. Fee times that, we must look me lusa drav vukushu memel. According to this, it comes out that rav is only, it's a special svar only by krisha v'yadai. But vukushu memel, you don't have to. Special svar when you do a maisak chosha. The Maisa Kosher is like the Maisa, it's like the Ascholas Ashkita Lamad Vomer and Ashkita El Vasayf. So that's a clear to me. What does this mean? Does this mean that therefore Aliba the Emes? If it was Chukshem Eileho, the din will taka be that you pay kefil kshasam of the din. Tyson Samachlov says, for Donald Tosh, not the way. Tyson Samachlov says, near Luri, that Ben Chushim Nispatmo, Oyipcha, Misham Kefil, with Alabahek, and Mekorak, Mekaren. Tyson and Daphne and Samachlov, Beshem Luri, he says, for Donald Tosh, the Maskhana Sigamara is that everything is that by Chukshem in Nispatmo, the kefil source came Shagan. He doesn't mention that Lafida Perish, that this Oid Perish over here is going to be any different. I think the answer is possible. Avada the Maskana that we have a Chanina Svara of Tlonk, the Mekor, of Tlonk, of Tutur Gadwinoch, Dichur Gadwinoch. the way Tosfos and the Peretz explain that once you have the Svarim of Chanina, so Tosfos and the Peretz said it goes both directions. The Svarim of Chanina be'etzim of the Turgan Minoch, Dichon Gan Minoch, is a Svar both of the Bema got bigger or smaller. That the Shuma, the din of Kefuk Shasim of the din, that is a din in Yukur Bezul, is not a din in Kushu Vishmin or Shemayna Vikrish. If the Bema was Nishtana physically, Hilo Shin Exas, you don't have the din of Kefuk Shasim of the din. The Maskana is for sure the way. That's all built into Rav Chanina's Svar. But the Oida Marie is saying the first pshat in Tosfos we saw in Rabbeinu Peretz is also that the Gemara now is already saying something that's along the lines of Rav Chanina. The Gemara already now is tuning into Rav Chanina. That's the idea. Mali kotlo kula, mali mesa kula, mali mesa tal. Shinu iksas to do the evaluation in the Kain Shagana. The way the Oida Marie says that no, the Gemara right now doesn't know circumstances. The same way by Nispatmo, the Gemara right now thought yeah only by if I was in fashion it'd be a dayim. I know patim levat shaklis. But if it was in Nispatmei Lela, as far as the Gemara knows now, that's still going to be Kefuk Shasem Adabidin. Lefia Emes, the Maskana changes. So in this, Vayna Marie, it'll be the same thing when it got smaller. The Gemara right now thinks it's a special Svara that the Maisach Choshe is like the Ascholos HaShchito. It's like the Madomer and the Shchita Lela Seif. And then it'll only be Tak if Yimachesh should be a Dayan, but if it was Hulchashem Elea, then Kefuk Taka be Kishasem Adabidin. But Lefia Emes, the Maskana, we have Rav Chani now, everything changes. I think that's a Pashup Shah. That's right. For this, the Rebbeinu Peretz is very helpful. That you see in Rebbeinu Peretz, that Rav Chanina's Svar Be'etzim goes both. He's both by when it got bigger and when it got smaller. Tosfos agrees with that. So when you get to Rav Chanina for sure, then everything is there. Then the whole thing is only by Yukur Vizul. And that name is Tosfos here also. The first, in Tosfos Gufa, how did Tosfos, Dibar Masl Gufa, how did Tosfos start? Be Maskona Amil Samin and the Rav Ayril in Yukur Vizul. But not by Hukusha, not by Yishmin. What do you mean? Fidel of Oidoi Marie, why is that so buchuch? Where do you see? Fidel of Oidoi Marie, it's only, if it's Hukusha, it's only if your machin should be a dayim. But if it was Nishil Hukusha Me'aleo, so where do you see? Where do you see? So then it's Taka Kefil Kain Kishasam Adabdin. How can Taisha say, Fidel of Poshut, the Maskon of the Milsa, Rav is only talking about Yukav Azul? There, it says, whatever's going on in this Gemara, but in Rav Chanina, there's no question. Rav Chanina is saying that the din is only by Yukur Vizula, and everything else is Otto Turgan Minoch, Dichrigan Minoch, and the Shuma, the Rav Chanina's din, that Rav Chanina is telling me that the din of Kefuk Shasem Adab Din is only by Yukur Vizula. By any physical change, you do the Shuma Ken Shigan. Okay, let's go on to Gemara. Zot Gemara. Hechidon. Ilem in the Mikor Shav Yisuz L'Shei Shav Yidalet. So we just said, Rav is talking about Yukur Vizul. Ki Ko'om Rav B'Yukur Vizul. He lamed to make her shavi suzul say shavi dalid. Dalid is a Karen Kain Shagana. You only pay Karen one zuz. Lame of pliga the rabba. Dome rabba, haima de gozul chavisa de chama, mechavre. He calls shavi suzul say shavi dalid. Tavi shasi mishan dalid. It's a mele mishan zuzi. The rabba said that if you stole the chavisa de chama, it was worth one zuz, it went up to four. If it broke by itself, half the Karen Kain Shagana. One zuz. But if you broke it, be a dime, you pay forces. So how can Rav say that Karen is Kain Shagana, and Rav is certainly including a case of when you broke it, be a dime? Because Rav talks about Dalad Behei, and Dalad Behei, Rashi says, is Tovach U'mochar, and Tovach U'mochar is like Tavre Shasya. That's the Rashi, that Mochar is also Tavre Shasya. We talked about it yesterday. So why is this thing? So it's Lema, Pliga, Rav, and Rav. Rav is not talking about this case. When it went up in value and it was Tavre Shasya, why do you pay forces? Not Karen Kain Shagana, then Kefil will be like the Shvir. Kikom Rav, Rav's talking about when it went down and down. Kikom Rav, Kain Vikor Shavit Dal, Rav Shavit Shavit Zuzu, Karen Kain Shagana, that's some Kefil, but Shavit Dal, Vekish Shasam Adab Adin. Here's a lot to talk about. Some, a lot of it we talked about already yesterday, but certainly about us. A lot of it we covered yesterday, but there's a little more to do. So let's just quickly go. So what we saw yesterday, Chalukas Tzoyis and Nesivis, what's Pshat in the Nip Tavre Shasya? That was the basic way. The Tzoyis learns Tavre Shasya is just a Chiyuv Masik. And the Sivis learns, no, it's not my. And so he says, because otherwise, it's because as far as Gnev is concerned, it's going to be Nagana. It's not me Beis Ha'ish. You know, even if you say the Tavish Asya is like some kind of Meister Gnev, it's in your Chotzer, you want to be, whatever it is, but it's not me Beis Ha'ish. It's already Beis Ha'gana. How can you have a Gnev of Beis Ha'gana? Our Kochuk Tavish Asya is Midin Mask. And the emes is the Loshon Ran is that way. The Loshon Ran in the Chiddush Ran in Bamitzir Mem Gimel is that by is that when Tavir Shasya by is that by his Shaita Kamazik. In the case of also this is such a Loshon, but his Mas Bahushaita Kamazik. The other end in the Sivas says that no, Tavir Shasya is a Maisik Zayla. So Ma'asik Zeila, what do you mean? It's going to be Naganav. How could it be Ma'asik Zeila? So Mesiva says, going to be Naganav is where nothing, you weren't Ma'asif anything on the Gnev HaRishayim. But here you're Ma'asif that you're Marchig in Mormon HaBailam. Because up till now it was only not Peshus HaBailam. Now you're being Ma'asif in HaOilam. So therefore, Tavar Shasya is a kind of Zeila. According to that yesterday, the Achayim will point out. The Losh of the Gemara, I don't remember if Mesiva himself points out. But the Chodim will put out that the Gemara B'Metzia sounds like the Nesivus. Because the Losh of the Gemara B'Metzia, where Rabbah's member appears, is Tavar Shasya, you pay Dalid, because Vahi Shaita Kai Gozala, Vitnan Kala Gozala Mishalma Kshasak Zela. So yes, it's a double deal. Vishaita Kai Gozala, so by the way, you see the word Gozal, and then Vitnan Kala Gozala Mishalma Kshasak Zela, the Gemara brings the Mishnah of Kala Gozala Mishalma Kshasak Zela. The second deek is even stronger, of course, except the second deek is Shalom Kisoyim. Because the Kisoyim brings that all Swarm have that line, and the Rif and the Rosh do not mark that line. Visnan Kol HaGazlan HaMishan HaKishas HaGazel. So that line may be, if it's there, it's Mukhav, but it may not be there. But even the Pashas, the Losh and the Gemara, even without that line, but Hishayit HaKagozala, certainly Mashma, that we're talking about a Chiyuv of Gzela, and that's the Nesivus, that it's Midin Gzela. And the Chayim also point out that Rashi seems to be like Menesivis, because by Goyim Min Aganav and Samaches, Rashi says that Goyim Min Aganav is only Chayim to the Ganav Rishon, not to the Bailam at all. See, Rashi says Goyim Min Aganav is part of the Gamre, to the Bailam. And it's not only for Kefil, it's a Ptur from Karen. And yet, Rashi, meaning of Hagazel Basra, by the din of Gonav, and it's Yashua Bailam, and Ba'acher Ve'acholoi, Rotsum is a Goyver, Rotsum is a Goyver, of Chistus Halach over there, Rashi says, because the second one is Kilu, the one who eats it, it's Kilu Goyzle Min Abailam. Doesn't say kilu hezikai. He says kilu gozle. You see that Tavish Asi is a kind of mice and he's like, fine. And yesterday we went to the Imam Moshe. The Imam Moshe says b'pshuto b'shat on the sivus is that it's a new mice exhale. It's a new mice exhale. So he asks from the din of the Mishnah in the beginning of our parak, where the Mishnah says teveach achar gana v'nachay dalave. What do you mean it's a new mice exhale? And the Ma'ik say yeah, it's a mice exhale, not a mice gnevel. That even within the Sivis, it may be a new Maisa Gzela, but not a new Maisa Gneva. But he asks the Mimelisha from the Ritva in Ksuvis, who says that Gonav Shabbos, Vitalach Bechoil, so the Tficho is Mechayiv, so Gonav Shabbos, Kimli Dravnik, so there's no care. But, so how you Chayiv Dalad Hey without care? So the Gemara itself says, Mein Gnei Bein Tficho Bein Mechir, if there's no Chayiv Karen, there can't be Chayiv Dalad Hey. So says the Ritva, the Ritva is like the Gemara itself. The Gemara says that Gonav Vitalach Bechoil, Vitalach Gone of the Shabbos and Tolach Bechoil. Why is they say Chay? Why are you Chay? But the neighbor was the Shabbos. There's no Chiyuv Karen. They have Kilm Davnei in the Karen. How could they have Dalav Hay? So the Ritva says that Tficha itself becomes the neighbor, like Tavar Shas, and he quotes the Gemara of Tavar Shas. So there you see that he understands that Tavar Shas is not just a Maisa Masik, but it wouldn't be Chayiv Dalav Hay, and it's not even just a Maisa Gzela, because then it wouldn't be Chayiv Dalav Hay either. It must be a Maisa Gneva. How could it be a Maisa Gneva? The Mishnah says that a Tavar Chachar Ganav is Potter. Says the Mimosha. That Tavar Shasi is a Maisa Gneva, but it's not a new Maisa Gneva. It's a Gneva Arichdo. It's Mitztarav to the original Maisa Gneva. So that's only the God of himself. The God of himself who stole it in Beis Ha'ish. And then he was Tavar Shasi. So he's being, he's being Maisif. It's a Hemshech of the original Maisa Gneva. It's a Gneva Arichdo. So that's Mechayivim. That's could be Mechayivim. Keren and Kefil and Dalad Vehe. But Tavarech Achar Aganov, the fellow who's being Tavarechit, he's not the Ganav. He never stole it in Beis Ha'ish. So that's just a new thing. That's not a nice, maybe some nice exhale, but it's certainly not a nice Gnev. That was the Imri Moshe's raid, and that's what I said yesterday and again today. Earlier today, that I think the makor for that is from the din of Tolach HaMachor itself, is the concept of the Nishtarish B'chet. That when the Ganav breaks it, so he's being Nishtarish or being Shoyne further in the Chet, and that itself, sometimes in Chai Vital Behei, if it's Tolach and Mochar or in Shor and Seth, but even when it's not in Chai Vital Behei, but you see the Musub, that Nishtarish B'chet is considered to be an exacerbation of the Ganeva, and therefore it's certainly called the Hemshech of the Maisi Ganeva, that now that's called the Shasa Ganeva that we should say Karen Kain Shikar. And that's the Nukav of Shasi, you pay down. Dine is lying. Fact, so that's the rate. That's the Mimosha, and the Mrs. Alman brings this from her Bachbeh, Bishim of Chaim, that the dinner of the word of Tavish Asad is a Gneva Arichta. The Lashon I want to add to that is that it's a Shtarshis Bechet, or a Shana Bechet, in order to connect it to the dinner of Tavach HaMach. Kach v'kach. The Shaila is, okay, fine, it's beautiful, right? But what is more needed for? Why can't it work Prashad Al Samazik? Like, why not? Like, what's wrong with the Din Mazik? We have a fancy way, the Lashon Gemara is not mashma, it's a nimna, but Tzai says it's mashma. The Lashon Gemara is not mashma, it's mashma, it's a ken, right? Which I have to kagozolo, and the Gemara calls it a Mishnah, at least then I give to the Gemara about Tanan, called a gazolo, mishal, mishas, exelo. So we have a whole Hesper that's a gnev, it's a gzela, richta, and that's pshat in the Gemara. Okay, what did the Gemara need such a fancy pshat? But why couldn't the Gemara say, Tarva Shas is chayav dalim idin mazik? Like, why couldn't the Gemara say like it says? Like, even if these all things are true, like, what's that would have been simpler, just to say that the Tavish Shas is a Din Mazik. That's number one. Or number one. Or number two. What does the Gemara need the Mishnah of Itnan Kol HaGazlon HaGazlon Mishan Mishas Egzeh? If Tavish Shas is a Mais Egzeh, and now it has and at a higher value. So then, of course you pay the chiddush of the Mishnah of Kol HaGazlon Mishan Mishas Egzeh is that if when you stole it, it was worth X, and later it was worth Y, so you don't pay Y, you pay X. That's the chiddush of Kol HaGazlon Mishan Mishas Egzeh. But what if when I sold it, it was worth X, and it's still worth X? But maybe 3 weeks before I sold it, it was worth something else. I need a Mishnah to tell me you pay what it was worth when you sold it. It's worth and you stole it, and that's what it's worth now, and of course that's what you pay. If the Maisa Shvira is a Maisa Gzela, so then, and the moment the Maisa Shvira, when you sold it, it was worth one. But now you did a new Maisa Gzela, of the Shvira, a new Maisa Mazik coin to the Tzayis, a new Maisa Gzela coin to the Nesivas. So now it's worth four. So of course you chayav four, because now this new Maisa Gzela is mechayav me four. It's still worth four if the case in the Gemara was that it was worth one, then went up to four when he broke it, and now it's worth one. So what I would understand why you have to come on to the Mishnah of Kol HaGazlon HaMishal Mekshas HaGzeilah. When you broke it, it was worth four, even though now it's only worth one. That's not the case. The case is it was worth one when you stole it. Now you stole it again and it was worth four. So you pay, of course you pay four, because at the second stealing it was worth four. Right. Let's say I had time ago, Gemara took that thing that was worth four from time immemorial. It was worth four 100 years ago. It's worth four now. It's going to be worth 400 years from now. It's worth four, and you break it, you pay four. This non kol hagazlon mishal mishas egzeh. That will need to be said. So it's very mother. Why do we have to quote this mishnah kol hagazlon mishal mishas egzeh lebchal? If you go. So this is maybe better. The feeling remission. This hour is maybe better than the feeling relation. If Tavar Shasu was a Maisa Mazik or a brand new Maisa Gzela, which then and it's bigger than the old Maisa Gzela because now it's worth four, so then it's Hakashre. What do I need the Mishnah for? This new, you have a new Maisa Gzela, now it's worth four, so of course you have to pay four. But now that the Rimesh told me that it's not a new Maisa Gzela, it's a Hemshech of the old Maisa Gzela. Faket, as a new Maisa Gzela, maybe it's going to be a Ganav, you wouldn't be Chayev. You're only chayiv because it's a new maisik. It's because it's a hemshich of the maisik zela. It means the maisik zela started when it was worth one, And now you're mishtarish bechet, and you have the gneva arichta, that when it's worth four. So you're mokum loymar that maybe tak only chayav one, because this gneva when it started was worth one. So I need the Gemara to tell me no, it's not that since that it's not that since you have now a new maisig neva, you have a new maisig neva when you break it, but it's not a new maisig neva. It's the old, it's the hemshik of the old maisig neva. It's ishtar shes bechet. But this new maisig neva is deeper than the old maisig neva, because the first maisig neva was only maisig so much. Now you're mishtarish bechet further. So this maisig, so the new maisig neva supplants. I'm not even going to say it. I don't want to say it too fancy because I don't want to. There's maybe many ways to say it. But the point is, since it's one gneva richta, so the Torah, so the Gemara is saying that when I want to know when is the shasa gneva, the shasa gneva is with the Gemara gneva, not the beginning. This becomes the shasa gneva when the Mishnah says kol gazonah mishalim kshasa gneva or kshasa gzela. The shasa gzela now is the shasa shvira, not the gneva the maker. And that's a chiddush that needs to be said because it's really one long neva richta mechatesa. So the Gemara is mechadish to me that since this is a new, since like shaita kagozulo, yeah, you had a gzela before, but now you have a tesefis in the gzela. Now you have a hisaf in the gzela. So the shasa gzela now becomes the now, not the before. Efsha. But the first question is still a question. Tepelay mishamazik. Forget the mishnah. Forget everything. And let's the milchayim masmazik. L'chori, besides everything else, he's also a mazik. And it's a very strange rush. We played the rush when we first started to look at the rush. There's a lot of things going on in the rush, but just this one I want to talk about right this second. The rush is what's in a case where he stole it and it was worth four, and it went down to one. So if it would break by itself, how much would he have to pay, Karen? Four. What if he breaks it by a dime? So the Rosh says also four. Why four? What do you mean? Now it's Tavashaski, it's only worth one, but the Tavashaski is only worth one. Says the Rosh, Shulei Yechai Teniska. Ask the time, what does Rosh need? Shulei Yechai Teniska. Like he was a special Svar, Shulei Yechai Teniska. He stole that he was Mechai, when the Gnei was Mechai of him four. So now he did a new thing, Tavashasya. So we have a new Mechayev of Tavashasya. The new Mechayev is going to undermine. Where'd the old Mechayev go? So it's the new Mechayev of Tavashasya. Let's say the only Mechayev in one. But why should that get him out of the old Mechayev of four? Like, where'd that go? What do you need? Exodus first, like, Chayt and Iska. Much like somebody, I don't know, I stole from somebody $1,000. Then I stole from him $500. So I don't say, well, now I only Chayev from $500. So like, Chayt and Iska, no, you Chayev from $1,500. Where'd the old Chayev go? All right, here's not exactly the same. But he stole it was worth four. Now it's worth one, and he breaks it when it's one. So I have a mechayev of tarva shasya. So there's kilu in the rush is having me to say you should only have to pay one. But since shloi chayt niska, if you hadn't broken it, you would have mechayev four. So shloi chayt niska, you only chayev one. It needs shloi chayt niska. What tarva shasya can be mechayev me more? But how can tarva shasya take off the chiyah that was already there from before? That doesn't need shloi chayt niska. The double posture, the tarva shasya is in a chayev, it's not a pater. So the emphasis, it could be that here we could also use dimmer lashon. We're not bad saying anything so fancy. I want to say something a little bit more fancy, but maybe we don't even need to say something any too fancy. We could use dimmer lashon. That for some reason mazik is not in play over here. I mean, we don't know why mazik's not in play. That's, we still have, that's the problem we're not solving. We know that's the fundamental problem. But if for some reason mazik over here is not an issue, it's just an issue of chiyuv gzeila, and we're saying also that really it's only a special only as Gneva Richter, because otherwise you're going to be Nagana. So you have to come on to the Gneva Richter concept, the Mimosha's concept. So then you could say, oh, Gneva Richter. So you're telling me there's really one long Maisik Gneva. And the Gemara says, by Tavar Shasya, that when do I label it the Maisik, the Shasa Gneva, that we have a rule called Gazon Mishal and Shasa Gzela. When is the Maisik Gzela? The Tavar Shasya is called the Maisik Gzela. That's when we're the Starish Bechet. So the same way the Gemara says at Lechumra, that if it went from one to four, and then you did Tarva Shasya, that was the Gemara, that was the culmination of the Gneva, that becomes the Shasa Gneva. This non-colored Mishalim Shasa Gzela. So maybe when it's the kula, it's the same thing. At the end of the day, the gneva started off and it was worth four, but now it's only worth one. That's when I did the gemara gneva. That's when it's in the starish bechet. That's the shasa gneva v'snan kol gazom misham and shasa gzei. So the Rosh needs to say no. You only say that the shuma is kishasa gneva, meaning the shas the gemara gneva, when the gemara gneva is more than the original gneva. But if the original gneva was at the time of the original gneva was worth more. Then it's worth at the time of the Gemara Gneva, when you're Nishtarish Bechet, that being Nishtarish Bechet is an extra Svarish Lo Yechayt in Nisgar. Now we do the Shasa Gneva. We only measure the Shasa Gneva, Bishas Tavashasya, when that's more. But when Bishas Tavashasya, it's worth less. So then the Shasa Gneva, we then measure the Shasa Gneva not at the moment of Tavashasya, but at the moment of the Kain Shagana. And that's an extra Svarish Lo Yechayt in Nisgar. Because without the Shloya Chayt and Niska, there would taka be a mokum mitzvah to say that if, since it's all one continuous Maisig Neva, and we need to choose a point, where is the Shasig Neva? This Nam Kolag Zonim Shalom Shasig Zeilot. So, yes, the Gemara says in Mem Gimel that it's the time of Tav Shasya. That's when Tav Shasya is more, but when Tav Shasya is less, then maybe taka should be makel on you. No, Shloya Chayt and Niska, that can't be. Maybe that's also the Havana Gemara Mem Gimel. V'snan kol gazonim misham k'shasig zeilot. Who says it means the Tav HaShasya time? Maybe it means the Kain Shagana time. Because it was pushed by the Gemara, kol gazonim misham k'shasig zeilot is coming l'achra. That kol gazonim misham k'shasig zeilot means the highest point of the Shasig zeilot. So since it went from 1 to 4, and the Shasig zeilot is still going on, it's a continuous Shasig zeilot from the Gneva, and then to the Shana, to the Ishtarish Bechet, to the Tav HaShasya. So they're both part of the Maisa Gneva. And there's a rule called Gazonim Shalom Shasig Gneva. So the Gemara says, even though you had a Shasig Gneva that was only worth 1, but now I have another Shasig Gneva that's worth 4, so the Shasig Gneva that's worth 4 supplants the Shasig Gneva that was worth 1. But not because we dafka give preference to the later one, just we give preference to the one that's more. But when it's the other way around, Shloya Chayt and Niska. So the Imre Moshe here is very helpful. This concept that it's a Nishtarish Vachet, that it's a Gneva Richta, explains the Rosh about Shloya Chayt and Niska, and it explains why the Gemara Mitzi has to invoke the Mishnah of Kol Gazlonim. But we still stuck with the fundamental problem, why does Gemara need all of this? Typically, that you have a Chiyuv Mazik, and the Chiyuv Mazik, you had a Chiyuv Neiv at 1, but now you broke it, you have a new Chiyuv Mazik at 4. Like, why not say Pasha that it's a Chiyuv Mazik? Maybe I'll leave this question open. Come back to tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Something to think about. I sent you a piece from Rav Aaron, very beautiful piece. I mean, Rav Aaron has much more to say, I just took out a section of it. But he has a svar in there, the whole piece of Rav's on around that svar. It could be that svar could help for this problem. We'll see. Okay.
Rashi also has a Rashi for the Tavish Shaisa, the Tavish Shaisa, the Tavish Shaisa.